what are the steps basically for profitability? So you could talk from your own angle, the steps that got you into profitability. What made you know that, yes, I am now profitable? So generally, what are the steps to being profitable as a trader? This question is for Dapo Willis.
I wasn't expecting that question. But what are the steps to profitability? How do I want to take this? How do I want to answer this question? First of all, you have to understand that profitability is very, very... You can look at profitability from different angles. Profitability can mean profitable on one trade. Profitability can be a situation of profitable this week, can be a thing of profitable this month, quarter, or for a year. Now, I mean, when you start trading, when you make your first few profitable trades, you know, you feel like you've arrived. You feel like you can quit your job now. You call your mother and you tell her that, "Mommy, you know what? We're moving out the fucking trenches." So that first feeling is amazing, is good, is great. But then, as obviously you start to place more trades, you start to realize that, and this is especially for the beginners as well, you start to realize that you actually don't know that much about the markets. And I always tell traders, your first blown account is a blessing. Your first blown account is a blessing. I remember when I had an uncle of mine. I think he invested about $50,000 in the market. And then I told him, I said, "Listen, you need to get yourself educated." They were like, "No, Dad, what do you mean?" Because he's a stockbroker as well. He's way older than me, a man that had gray hair. He was probably in his late 40s. And at the time, I was in my early 20s. I told him, I said, "Uncle, you need to get yourself educated." And he refused to listen to me. Do you know what happened? There's something called beginner's luck. He was playing, trading. He took his, he separated the money into different accounts. I remember one of the accounts, because I remember I had the investor password to it. I think he took a $13,000 account to like 40K or something like that. So imagine somebody who's taking a 13K account to $40,000, and I'm telling him to get educated. Like, "Bro, look at this small boy, come on, go and sit down." He was profitable for a period of time, maybe about 3.5 to 4 weeks. And obviously he was feeling very, very invincible and very untouchable. But because I had been trading for, probably at the time I'd been trading for about maybe 5-6 years, I could see the bigger picture. And I could see that just because one is profitable over a short period of time does not make them a profitable trader. I'm going to reiterate. Just because you're profitable over a short period of time does not make you a profitable trader. Because there are times whereby the market is trending. You have to understand that the market trends 40% of the time and ranges 60% of the time. You have situations whereby the market is giving you setups that are very easy for you to trade. It is less challenging for your psyche, meaning that it is less challenging to your emotions, it is less challenging to your greed factor. Now, when these two things are not challenged and you're making profitable trades, you cannot consider yourself a profitable trader. Now, obviously, as time went on, long story short, guys, he blew the account. The account was gone. I remember a fully grown man calling me. I was literally lying right next to my girlfriend. I used to live, this time I was living in London. My phone is ringing by 7:30 a.m. I'm like, "What the fuck is this guy calling me for?" He's calling me, he's crying. A grown ass man with gray hair everywhere is calling me, telling me, "Oh my God, I should have listened to you." I'm like, "Yeah, you should have listened to me." The money was gone. The money was gone. Now, at the time when I was telling him, "You're not a profitable trader, you need to get yourself educated," obviously he was going to beg to differ. But I could see the bigger picture, and today everybody can clearly tell that that man was not a profitable trader. Now, the reason I'm saying this is so that you can understand the premise in which I'm coming from. Now, how do you become a profitable trader on the long run? You have to understand that. You see, a lot of people come into the Forex game, you know, with a very, very big misconception. When I came into the game, I thought that the Forex market was going to elevate me from whatever situation I was in. I was not in a place of poverty. I come from a very, very comfortable background. But just because you come from a comfortable background doesn't mean that your parents are going to give you money. You live in a big house, very fancy place, doesn't translate to anything in your pocket. The only thing is that you're sleeping with electricity, you have 3 square meals, and you know that your family has money, but the money isn't exactly yours. I wanted something for myself. I wanted to make a name for myself. Anyways, so I came into the game, and then obviously I wanted to make a name for myself, as with every single person, be it whether you're from the ghetto or you're from a rich home. You know, you want to be able to, you know, you want to put some money in your account. You need like some $10,000. You need to buy yourself a BMW. You need to take your girl shopping in Paris and shit like that. And you have to understand, I came into the game about 12 years ago when Instagram was just starting to come on the scene. So, you know, I came into Forex and I wanted to start trading, and I felt like I could take my $2,000 to $20,000. I thought I could take my $2,000 to $100,000. Actually, I thought I was going to be rich. I saw this thing. I'm like, is it just to buy and sell and all of that? I literally felt like I was going to be rich overnight. And as you guys obviously know how that story goes, this is very, 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 very similar to, you know, most of the Forex stories out there. This is your ideology. This is what you come in with. And then you find out that, yo, this is not exactly the case. Now, the point at which my trading went from, you know, not being profitable to profitability was obviously you discover your edge. Now, you discover your edge after you've tried as many trading strategies and styles as you can come across. Then you can now say, okay, this is the style I like, this is the approach I like, and this is it. For example, me personally, I like to short sell. I don't really like bullish markets. I trade, I can buy, I can place a couple of buy trades, but if you follow me on YouTube when you watch my Trader Talk videos, I like, because my brain is able to interpret the short sell setups a lot more clearly. This is my edge. Obviously, I have many edges in the game, but that's just one of the examples. So me finding my edge was one thing. The most important thing was, having realistic expectations. That is what separates the profitable from the not profitable traders. People don't understand that Forex is an investment vehicle. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. If you treat it as a get-rich-quick scheme, you will never be profitable in this game. But the moment you look at it like, okay, I've got $10,000, right? And over a period of a quarter, I'm looking to make 30%. Over a period of 12 months, I'm looking to make 60%, or I'm looking to make even 80% or 100%, whichever the case may be. Then you can now say to yourself, if I prorate this, that means you're telling me that all I need to do is make 10% a month. 10% a month is one trade. It's literally one trade. So it was this mindset hacks that, you know, I had to teach myself that literally made me, because as I started to grow in the industry, as I started to grow in the field, I started to attend meetings. I mean, we have the sponsors here, Xness. I'm not just a trader. I've worked as a broker before. I used to work in London as a broker. I've worked for the investment banks. I used to work in the FX trading division in Goldman's, in HSBC. Okay? And then I moved to Goldman Sachs as well. And I had to look around and say, come on, these institutions that are making so much money and blah, 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 their returns don't seem to be fantastic. But people keep giving them money and bringing money to them. And they're considered one of the most go and look up BlackRock. Everybody who's listening to this space right now, BlackRock is an investment bank. I remember I was supposed to do an intern with them, but the chick who interned me, she liked me, but I didn't like her back, so they didn't give me the job. That's a story for another day. BlackRock is literally the most powerful company in the world right now. It is a hedge fund that probably does, I don't know, maybe 15% a year. BlackRock, Everybody wants to be associated. BlackRock is one of the highest shareholders in Apple, Google, Tesla. They own everything. So I had to look across and I said to myself, I said, look, how do I separate, in terms of your, now we're still talking about profitability, how do I separate myself from all these retail traders that come and go? So retail traders are coming and going every day. This is not the first, like, 12 years in the game, I've seen people come and go. I've seen people say, you know what, this Forex is not for me. So how do I separate myself? I'm like, I have to program my mind to think like the institutions that are indeed profitable, that have indeed proven themselves to be profitable. So I had to really, really relax and manage my expectations. And I said to myself, if I can do 10% a month, one trade, all I need to do is get it right once a month. Over a period of 12 months, call it a day at the end of 12 months and withdraw my money, I am a profitable trader. Not the one that will make money this week, I'll lose money tomorrow, I'll make money today, I say I'm profitable. You are not a profitable trader, you are a gambler. You are a gambler. So to answer that question, what actually made me a very profitable trader, and what is most likely going to make other people very profitable traders? Manage your expectations. Because when you manage your expectations and you drop the bar, there's less pressure on you. What is destroying many trading accounts is pressure. And brokers won't tell you this, but like I said, once again, I worked in the back end as a broker at FX Primus. If you go on my Facebook page, you scroll to the back, you see me. I worked at the back end in FX Primus, to work in London. Pressure, greed. But if you are able to manage your expectations and say, come on, this month, 20%, I'm done. Something you know you can do, and call it a day, and go again. This way you can actually, a lot of people cannot depend on Forex trading to pay their bills. Because they don't know. Today, if it be like this, tomorrow, you know, if it be like this. Today, if it be like, you know, jumping up and down the office, it's absolutely chaotic. But if you say to yourself, okay, what can I do? At least I know, bad as it bad, I can get 2 winning trades done. Do that and keep it pushing. And then you come again and do it again. And you allow your expectations to be spread across a period of time. And ladies and gentlemen, you listen and apply to everything I've just said to you right now, you'll find yourself, not only would you become a profitable trader, but you will now be able to depend on this thing called Forex. So once again, I hope I've been able to answer that question. Over to you guys. I've just got my food from Five Guys now, so I'm going to be eating and listening to you guys. Why exactly did I choose Forex? So I actually did not come into the industry with the intention of trading Forex. I was watching a movie one day, and the name of the movie is called Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. And I saw the guy in the movie, you know, the guy's suit was very nice. He just received a bonus check of $1.4 million, you know, nice apartment in New York in Manhattan. And I think at the time, BlackBerry was the order of the day. So the guy was just, he just looked really cool, man. You know, I think in the movie, he was 26. The name of the movie is called Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. It's Michael Douglas and Shia LaBeouf. So the guy is 26 years old, has a bonus check of $1.4 million. So I'm like, what is this occupation that this guy is doing? Who is his work? What is his work? I'm interested. Mind you, I'm 16, 17, I just finished high school, you know, so I was watching TV with my uncle at the time, and I asked him, you know, what going on with this guy, and he's like, oh, the guy's a stock trader, a stock broker, one of them. So I basically got to understand what he was doing, and then my intention was to actually trade stocks, because you have to understand, back in 2011, the brokers were obviously Forex brokers were promoting, but it's not as, it wasn't social media, I mean, not at this scale, you know. So I came into the industry wanting to trade stocks, and then one day on Twitter, I think I'm tweeting about stocks or something, and then one guy slides into my DM. I don't know, I think he's still on the space, but he just sent me a message. His name is Wisdom, right? That's the guy's name. It's funny because I haven't heard from him in such a long time. Only recently we just connected, and we just connecting, and it's crazy because he actually introduced me to Forex, and he was like, I see you trade. I'm like, yeah, I trade. And I'm like, okay, cool. What do you trade? So I told him what I trade. So the guy was like, he trades Forex. I was like, all right, cool. At the time, I didn't really understand Forex. Like, why am I... The euro is one price. The dollar is one different price. You know, coming from going to a hotel to change money. Those of you who live in Lagos, you know what a hotel is. Hotel is where the bureau, the change people stay. You know, so I'm thinking like, how does this even work? And the guy was like, listen, try Forex. It is it's a lower barrier of entry. Because at the time, I was in Nigeria. It was impossible to open a stock brokerage account. Impossible. If you wanted to trade US stocks, not possible. The Nigerian stock market, dead. It wasn't dead, but it wasn't moving. It wasn't as volatile. There was no leverage. You couldn't even short sell. I don't think you can still short sell till today. You could not, you know how in Forex we buy and then we sell. You know, not close your trade, but like short sell. In Nigerian stock market, you couldn't do that. So, you know, couldn't trade stocks in Nigerian stock market, couldn't trade US stocks. So like, give Forex a go. And then he also said, even on the Forex trading platforms, you can trade stocks as contracts for differences, which is CFDs. So I decided to try this Forex. I know nothing about it. I'm playing around with Euro USD, GBP USD. You know, I'm even trading on 1 minute time frames. I'm looking at the tick chart because, you know, just looking like, what's going on? And that's exactly how I got the Forex bug in me. And as you guys know, the rest is history, because once you start trading Forex, you know, you just literally become addicted. Now, that's where the learning now starts. Another reason why I chose Forex, decided to trade, was, you know, I remember just after high school, I have a cousin of mine. He came. He was, you know how you have like, I won't say less privileged, but like, you know how they send one of your distant relatives to come and stay with you guys in your house. So he was staying in my room downstairs. And then I remember the guys would wake up in the middle of the night. He would be praying like this. Be praying, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. He used to go to mountain of fire. I'm waking up at 3:30, 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, who is this guy praying? What kind of demon is chasing this guy? What's going on here? I'm like, what's going on with this guy? This guy, mountain of fire people. Bro, those you guys can pray, man. Anyways. Those guys who don't know what Mountain of Fire is, it's a church in Nigeria. The boy, they pray like this. I'm like, ah. So I asked him one day, I said, Obina, what's the problem? He said, man, Taps, I'm looking for a job. Like, I'm really at this stage in my life, I need to have a good job. Look at me, did that, blah, 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 blah. I said, ah. So is it, guys, you have to say, I'm 17, just finished high school. I still have to go to university before I even start thinking about getting a job. He was done with like university, youth service and everything. So he was under serious pressure. Nobody was really putting him under pressure, but you know how the average Nigerian youth is very, very, very hungry for success. Extremely hungry for success. Funny thing is, now the guy is very, very, I think he's got his own company now. He's a big boy. But anyways, that's, by the way, this is, I'm talking about 2011. You know, so I asked him, I said, bro, what is the problem? He said, man, I need a job. So I need to get a good job. Like, he wanted to work for like an oil and gas company, because at the time, working in an oil and gas company was the order of the day in Nigeria. And then he was like, I need to get this job. Long story short, I feel like me watching him be so stressed and, you know, desperate to get his life together, and because I saw it firsthand, like, I'm seeing this guy, he's literally, you know, his life is about this job he needs to get. I'm 17. I'm like, what? Wait, oh, is this what after university looks like? No. if this is what after university looks like, I need to start getting my shit together from now. This is why I actually started taking trading a lot more seriously at the age of 17. Because I said to myself, I have what I have, because he's about, well, he was about 9 years older than I was. He was 26, I was 17. I had 9 years to get to where this guy was. So I said to myself, it is time for me to start now. You're 17 years old. You're trying to ensure that you don't end up like Obina, who is crying and binding and casting and binding all the demons in the whole house down. What do you do? Forex was the best, was the gateway to success. Forex was the only way. Like, I mean, I didn't have any qualifications, I didn't have anything. This one was between me, my laptop, and the markets. And I think fortunately for me at the time, they had just installed Wi-Fi in the house. Back in the day, most people had to go to like cyber cafes and it was expensive, but I think we just installed internet in the house. And I had my laptop, and at the time my parents were trying to decide if they wanted me to go to the UK or to go to the US to further my education. So I had like 1 year and 9 months to stay at home between when I was 17 and when I went to the UK. So yeah, Forex for me, low barrier of entry. I opened my trading account, no hassle, you know. My first broker was markets.com. You know brokers now, once you just put in your name, email address and phone number, they'll start calling you. Hello, 5,000 deposit? No, 2,000, no, 3,000, how much you have? Blah, blah, blah. I say, people, calm down. They say, no, they even told me they would train me. I will teach you, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, the first deposit I put in, obviously I blew it, was gone. But to answer that question, Forex represented freedom. It represented your ability to be a nomad. It represented the fact that you don't need any qualification. The qualification you need is your ability to understand price action and be able to interpret it in the best way possible. For me, it was liberating for me, because I just said to myself, if I hold on to this, get very good at it, understand the ins and outs of this industry, this market, I can actually make something out of myself. So that's exactly, you know, why I chose Forex. And what, when I finished university, I mean, I'm 29 now, I started making a lot of money from when I got into university. Once I got to the UK, you know, I remember being in my first year of university, thereabout, I'd already started teaching in university lecture halls. I was teaching professors how to trade Forex, because I'd already understood the top-down analysis and price action and all that kind of stuff. So professors, students literally used to come, you know, speak to me and ask me how to trade and all that, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, to answer the question, Forex represented freedom. Forex represented the fact that I could wake up broke today and I could become rich tomorrow. Although, I'm being honest, that's not really the case. But it represented the fact that, you know, regardless of where it represented the fact that if I understood this skill, even if I go broke tomorrow, I'll be able to bounce back. So I hope that answers the question. Once again, I'd like to say good night to every single one of you who showed up today. I wish I could have stayed here a lot longer. To all my followers, supporters, everybody out there, you guys know I love you very much. But